So the beeping, the battery beeping, is the alarm for our listeners.
Welcome to the green episode of 7 Second Delay.
Yeah.
My name's Ken. I'm with here with the host of the show, Andy Breckman.
Right. All those hippy-dippy other stations, they all talk about carbon footprints, right, Ken?
Right.
And
what do they do about it?
Yeah, but how is that station being broadcast? Ask yourself that, those other stations.
With fossil fuels.
Or nuclear power.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are we going to broadcast this episode, Ken?
With green power.
That's right. We have
we have
our soundboard hooked up to your exercise bike.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to be on the exercise bike.
My actual bicycle. And it was very important to Andy that we run down the power. I only realized a few hours ago that the battery pack that comes with this bicycle generator came pre-charged. So we've been running down the power, and it's just about dead. We're not running through it now. We're on standard electricity right now.
Right, but soon we will be hooked up to the exercise bike, and this is exciting. I live for these shows. These are stunts. These are shows. These are ideas that no other radio show has ever tried.
And for good reason.
Yeah, for good reason. If I slow down, I'm on the exercise bike. If I slow down, we're off the air, right?
Yes.
You're willing to go off the air?
Yes. Although, okay. if we go off the air, we should probably make some announcements that can run while we're off.
To explain?
Yeah.
To explain why we're not there?
Yeah.
Fine.
Don't you think?
I think I'd rather have dead air. Wouldn't that be funnier? Wouldn't that be funnier? You hear me grunting and cursing and then dead air? it's going to be fantastic.
No one's
ever done it.
I thought you wanted a klaxon sound.
Let me hear what a klaxon sounds
okay.
like.
Okay. Let's see here. Then you would make an announcement over it. You want me to plug more stuff into the battery pack?
Yeah, kill that battery. The only thing that should generate power is our legs.
You keep up the banter.
We should have done this Earth Day. When is Earth Day?
April 20th.
It is? Oh, we should have saved this for Earth Day.
Andy, you have to talk.
Well, I'm thinking. Isn't that good enough? Oh, I just had a great idea. Oh, that was a good one, too. I've had 3 good ideas.
Do you hear what's happening now?
Tell me what.
I plugged something in and we're dead now.
The battery is dead. So here's the deal. We have a dead.
Now I have to turn it off and unplug some stuff.
No one understands that. But here's the deal. We have a dead battery. We're going to plug our soundboard into the battery. How do we recharge that battery? We have an exercise bike. What is the exercise bike hooked up to, Ken? It's on some kind of device. The rear axle.
A generator, a real axle generator.
The rear axle is hooked up to a smaller wheel. The rear wheel rubs against a smaller wheel that generates power that will power the soundboard. We're dead. Okay.
Yeah, we are. You wanted to be dead. We are now officially completely dead.
So we are.
Can I get on the bike and start pedaling?
Do you want to recharge the battery?
I think we should recharge it a little bit, don't you think?
No. Oh, I guess you have to recharge it a little bit.
Yeah.
To
start.
To have a little drama.
To be able to start.
Sure. Now, have you been testing this all week? I know you've been so excited about this.
I only pedaled it for 3 minutes.
You are so excitable. You have your drones. You have your bicycle powered generators.
Yeah, I'm such a nerd.
You're the greatest. You have this enthusiasm of a emotionally challenged 11-year-old boy.
Right, because my life is so empty,
and
I can't get laid, so I focus on gizmos. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it's not at all what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks, Ken.
Why did that bring you down so much?
I don't know.
Hey, thanks to everybody who came out to the kids' show last Friday night.
Oh, my God. That was a scene, baby.
It was great. We had a packed house, lots of great kids, and we're going to be airing that show next Wednesday night, 1 week from tonight. And the adults-only show is Friday night, February 20th, not February 22nd, like today's newsletter said. It's Friday night, February 20th.
Friday night, February 20th, we're going to have...
The proofreader has been reprimanded.
Do we have a proofreader?
Yes. Well, we did. I don't think we have one anymore.
Well, your standards are pretty high. They're off by 2 days.
Yeah. Well, it's a big thing. It's our next live show, and it's February 20th. And
no, it's going to be so raunchy. It's going to be so blue that we are not allowing anyone under the age of 35. Is that correct? 35 or older.
Correct.
Adults only.
I'm getting the bicycle closer to the mic.
Okay. We have an exercise bike. Pretty soon we're going to be powered by this exercise bike and by the exercise bike only. We're going to unplug. We're going to be off the grid. Right, Kenny?
Right.
No electrical power at all.
Not for us.
Our soundboard is going to be powered by this electrical bike. And to make things even more dramatic and exciting, I'm very, very, very out of shape. So what you might hear... is pedaling, 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 heart attack, thud, dead air. That's a scenario that's very possible. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so now Ken...
Okay, I'm on the bike.
You're on the bike.
Yeah, I'm pedaling.
Are you powering the generator?
I'm trying to generate some electricity because it's dead.
Well, how do you know if you've succeeded in that?
Is it beeping?
Wait.
Oh, yes, okay.
It is?
The power came back on the audio console.
It did?
Yes.
Because you're pedaling?
Because I'm pedaling.
Okay, now stop pedaling and see how long it takes for the audio console to die.
Okay. Got it.
You mean that?
I should turn some lights on as well.
Yeah, to really challenge us.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we turn off all the lights except for the lights we generate? Oh, that'll be sexy. That'll be kind of cool.
Okay, I'll do that.
If you really do love our planet, you'll do that. Oh, wait, hold on. That's my phone.
You're on the radio, Andy.
Oh, it doesn't. Hold on.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Oh, it's my son, Josh. Oh, I hate to do this. I love my son, but I have to call him back later. My son, Josh, is going to save my app. He's going to fix my puppy app.
What's wrong with your puppy app?
Well... We've got some problems, but it doesn't matter because my son Josh is like a Superman.
More.
So wait, I'm going to turn this light off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. Wait, and what's with that light?
I don't know. It's another light.
Oh, I see. Well put.
Wait, I think I gotta go turn it on or.
What's the light?
I gotta reset. I got to reset the generator.
Hey, Irwin, will you do me the biggest favor ever?
Yeah.
Will you do me a solid, as the kids would say? Would you turn off that light? So we're in the dark.
All right, and, so Ken and is, your, Ken is your peddling concept here, it just doesn't work the way you want it to work.
Why?
Because
you're pedaling like crazy.
Are the lights going? I gotta unplug the lights. It's at zero. Okay.
What do you mean unplug the lights?
I gotta unplug the lights.
No, keep going. Wait, don't stop. Keep going. Oh, why don't you have Nick do this? Whatever you're doing, Ken, you're pedaling. Oh, look, is it time for me to pedal?
All right, now I have the audio console has power.
Okay, now we're completely in the dark. That's right, the audio console has power because you've been peddling like a madman. This is fantastic. You have the microphone.
Yeah, but we're not running through it yet.
You're like, what do you mean you're not running through it?
These microphones are powered by fossil fuels, Andy. Shall we move over to the microphones that are powered by the pedals?
Are there microphones powered by the pedals?
Yeah, if I could see what the hell was going on in here. We're in the dark.
Yes. So, if Lance Armstrong had no concept of showmanship or what entertained people, this is what he'd be doing. Okay, so now what's the plan? Now we're actually going... Now he's mad at me. No. I can hear him mad.
No. Keep talking!
Wait, I'm thinking.
Here,
I'm thinking. Okay. Oh, I just had the funniest thought. I'm entertaining myself. You can listen in as I entertain myself with my own thoughts. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That would be funny. That's a good one. Andy, I don't know how you do it. Andy, you're a national resource. Oh, Andy. How do you think of these things? Where do these ideas come from? Oh, Andy. Wait, what happened?
We are now on the audio console that's powered by...
Oh, my God. This is it. We're working without a net.
By the bicycle.
We are on
different... Can you move over so I can pedal a little bit?
We're on different microphones. They're being powered through the audio console. If we stop pedaling, we will have dead air. Now, what do you...
You know, I need to tighten this. It's too easy to pedal.
What... Now, what do you bicycle long distances?
No.
Are you a marathon bicyclist?
Nope.
No, I can't. I'm not either.
I go to and from the gym. That's it.
That's your bicycling?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to tell you about my bicycling. I do have a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
I live up on the top of a hill.
Yeah.
And I ride my bike to work, but you know what I do? I just coast all the way to work. It's all the way downhill. I could get to work and not pedal even once.
Well, then how do you get home again?
Well, that's a great question. And this is the embarrassing part. This is where I'm afraid you might mock me.
Uh-huh.
My bike is battery powered. It has a little battery.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then when I get home, I just hit the throttle. And I go up the hill. And I look. But the bike is designed in such a way it doesn't look like it's battery powered. So I look like Superman.
Are you faking it by pedaling it?
Sometimes I do when there's a cute girl. I kind of have to lean in as if I'm pedaling up the hill. It's the commuter equivalent of one of those one of those stair chairs that go up the stairs.
We just drove Ruth completely crazy by turning off all the lights in here. She drove out just to videotape this, and now we're sitting in the dark.
Is she glaring at you?
No, but I just know she's like cursing us. Can we turn the lights back on?
What's the minimum? Okay. But isn't it more fun to be powering the lights?
Well, we can power some lights. Erwin, can you turn on more lights?
Fine. It never ends with you. It never ends.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, first off, I envy you. Ken is on his exercise bike. We're in the studio. We are powering. You're listening to us because Ken has been pedaling and powering the soundboard. These microphones are going through a soundboard. Pretty soon it will be my turn on the bike. And I guess that will be the real challenge. If I slow up or stop pedaling, it's dead air.
Right. I'm already kind of tired.
You are?
Should I try to turn on a light?
With your pedaling?
Let me see what the power's at. Here, hang on.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, we just went dead.
We did.
Okay, we're at one bar.
We're one out of how many?
Out of four.
Hold on. Oh, that is low.
Yeah, we're low.
Because one is a much lower number than four.
Right.
If four is the most, One is 25% of that.
Yeah. I'm going to plug other stuff in here.
You're going to plug other stuff in to get to zero. So my
Your little fantasy about us being able to go in and out of zero, I don't know if that's going to work.
Another fantasy of mine.
Yeah.
That Ken has put the kibosh on. Oh, there it is. Wait.
All right. There we got a light.
We have one light that's being powered by... Should I get on the bicycle now?
Are you ready to go?
Oh, my God. You sound so out of breath.
Well, now I've tightened it, so now it's harder to pedal.
Oh, my God. Wait. So you were pedaling furiously, and it was easy to pedal.
Yeah.
And then before your friend Andy got on, you tightened it.
Right. And now, let me see. If I plug this in, what happens? All right. We have more lights on. Good. Good.
Wait, now, why is that good? That's the battery? Oh, because that's all your power. That's Ken Friedman power.
Right, right.
I see. You charge the battery up enough to turn these lights on.
Yeah, now I'm going to turn on the big light.
But that light, okay.
If I can.
Your intention now is to plug all these lights
in. You really
in.
Want dead air. If we go off, you want dead air.
Isn't that doesn't it have to be some jeopardy?
Okay.
Ooh, doesn't that make it suspenseful?
All the buzzing.
I love it. I just love it.
Wow. Okay, now the buzzing has gone away.
Hey, finally, our show has a little buzz.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you why that's funny.
No, it's not funny.
No, it is funny.
That was a pun.
Yeah. Kids love puns.
Don't you have to pay a fine now to the Screen Actors Guild or something?
The kids love puns, and the kids love palindromes. And that's the secret of my success.
It sure is great how you know what the kids like.
I sure do. Well, I'm a grandfather now.
Well, those kids, they're Snapchatting and yik-yakking the palindromes all day long.
When I say kids, of course, I mean my year-and-a-half-year-old granddaughter, my six-month-old grandson, five-month-old grandson.
If you hear a buzzing in the background, it's because we're operating on a battery-powered generator. Going through a terrible little Ramsla board.
If you hear a buzzing in the background, it's because you might have a brain tumor.
No.
Or.
Don't say that.
I'm saying.
Or.
Or we are powering the show. Wait, are we back on?
All right, we're back.
Oh, I love it. I got us back on. How are we back on, Ken?
Through your pedaling.
Come on, I'm pedaling. I saved the show.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm keeping this station on the air.
Congratulations.
By sheer force of will. Don't tell me I don't love this damn station.
Congratulations, Andy. Thank you for keeping us on the air with...
Some people keep the station on the air by raising money. Or by volunteering.
Yeah.
I laugh at those people. I am literally keeping us on the air by pedaling fury. Oh, I'm going to collapse.
No, you got to keep going.
Wait, we need a...
We're very low.
We need a safety word.
We're only at one light.
I'm pedaling. Oh, my God, I'm already beat.
This is no good.
How could this be? I'm on a stationary bike, and yet I'm going uphill.
You're not going uphill.
It feels like I'm going uphill.
Oh, it's because I tightened everything to generate more electricity.
Listen, instead of a safety word, let's have a safety sound.
Okay.
That means I'm really in trouble. Here's the safety sound that means, for God's sake, help.
What is it?
When you hear that, Ken.
You make that sound all the time.
That means I'm not kidding. I'm going to collapse. So listen for that sound, Ken. Hey, wait, did I just light that light?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of myself. This is what every gym should have.
But we're very low. We're only at one light.
Oh, my God. Think if all the gyms in the world, this would replace that Soul Cycle thing. If you know, all the gyms in the world, if the bikes were hooked up to the big flat screen TVs in front of you.
It would be like an episode of Black Mirror. Have you seen Black Mirror?
No. Hey, why don't you bore us once again with your love affair with this new show? No, you haven't mentioned it in over 18 minutes.
Yeah, there's a whole episode where the society is powered by people on exactly what you're on right now.
I can't believe I'm missing that show.
Yeah.
It's a show about exercise bikes?
Yeah.
No one told me about it.
A society in the future, Andy, where the plebes of society have to ride exercise bikes all day long.
It sounds horrible even hearing about it. Hearing you brag about it sounds horrible.
And then when they're not on the bikes, they're in these cubicles that are surrounded by television screens, and they have to watch the television.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to my point. If gyms across the country had your exercise bike hooked up to your TV or your iPad, iPhone, MP3 player, that's a brilliant idea. That's a billion-dollar idea. You know why?
Why?
It's an incentive to keep pedaling.
Uh-huh.
And think of the money the gym will save. It'll power itself.
I'm amazed why gyms haven't started doing this yet, to tell you the truth. Maybe it's because the amount of... It's got to be significant.
Wait, excuse me for interrupting.
What? You make that sound... You make that sound all the time, Andy.
I am powering the station. I'm keeping us on the air.
Okay,
I can't go on... Help me, I can't.
You weren't pedaling fast enough.
I can't do it.
You weren't pedaling fast enough, and we went off the air.
I don't care.
Now I've had to unplug the lights.
I'll go on.
Hey, Irwin, can you turn on the rest of the lights? Ruth came all the way out to videotape this, and now we've... And then these over here, too?
Dear God. What do people think when they're pedaling and they're marathon running? What keeps them going?
I don't know. You want some hints? Because you can't stop pedaling because we'll go off
like,
the air.
How do you just mentally keep going?
Think about something you really want at the finish line. What is it that you really want?
Respect.
Uh-huh.
Could there be someone at the finish line that respects me?
No, it has to be something attainable.
Someone to admire me?
Yeah. No, like something realistic. Like, seriously, something that that you actually might be able to get. Like one of your kids?
One of my kids there?
Yeah, waiting
with
for
big,
you?
Big arms outstretched?
Yeah, saying, Daddy, Daddy, you've come home. Daddy, you've come back.
Good. That's not good enough.
What?
That's not doing it.
Daddy, I thought you were never going to come back.
I'm slowing down.
You want me to take over?
Which kid are you talking about?
Well, your favorite kid.
Oh, Josh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay,
now I'm pedaling.
He's your favorite now?
You saw the list. I post it every month.
Yeah, okay.
That's a very stressful time when I post my list.
So I know that's a little weird because Josh is a grown man now, but like, imagine him at the finish line saying, Daddy, Daddy.
With tears in his eyes.
Yeah, you left.
I'm so proud of you.
Why did you leave us? You've come home. I never thought you were coming back, Daddy. Isn't that good enough?
What else do people do?
Hey, if you have some hints for Andy, give us a call at 201-209.
Now, when you're exercising, Ken, what are you doing? You're listening to your crap?
I'm listening to music or the news.
Right.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be listening to this.
But that's not a...
Believe me.
You wouldn't be downloading this.
No. Hey, we have a call.
That's not a good...
Yeah, we got a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
You love the show.
You're hearing us through the magic of green renewable
you
energy.
You can't believe you got through.
So I want to know if the call itself is powered by Andy's renewable energy.
No, your call is powered by old-fashioned fossil fuels. Andy and I are being powered by Andy's bicycle.
So you're safe. Don't worry. Nothing bad will happen to you. Can I coast for a minute?
We might go off
I'm
the
downhill.
Air.
No, I'm going downhill. I'm going to pretend I'm going downhill.
Well, now the generator stopped completely.
Well, how much... How much
battery? You've gone
off. I don't know.
You've gone off a...
How much battery?
Let me see.
Is there, can I?
Let me see. We're still only at one light. We're in the red. So, yeah.
Hey, well, listen, I just wanted to pass along, you know, encouragement. And
thanks, ma'am. Now, do you, run... Do you run? Are you a long distance runner or bicyclist?
I'm not. No, certainly not. So I have empathy with you, I suppose.
Everybody I know runs.
You gotta do your part. You know, you just gotta do your part.
My wife swims. I'm a long distance driver. I once drove like 700 miles in a stretch. That's not an exaggeration. I did.
But
I stopped a few times for lunch and then for one nap.
Yeah, but that's not
700 miles, Ken.
It's not strenuous, though.
What?
It's not like you're not expending.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, you're right. I used a.
Were you talking while you were doing it? Were you having a conversation while you were driving?
Well, hold on. Having a little bit of a heart attack.
Wait,
just hold on.
No, we're still on.
Yeah, because I generated enough power.
Okay, but
we have a reservoir.
We're in trouble, though.
We have a reservoir.
You hear the buzzing. And yeah. Something just happened with the battery. Keep pedaling!
What do you mean something happened to them?
Something happened. You hear the noise?
No.
You hear the noise? I hear
Hold
the
on.
Noise.
Battery's fine. That buzz means stop pedaling.
Oh, man.
I'm doing fine.
You stink. You're starting to smell really bad.
Well, that's...
Come on, keep pedaling.
Okay. I'd like to say that's from the exercising.
Well, what the hell's it from?
I wish I could tell. It might be from the farting. You can't tell.
It could
be the sweating, or it could be the farting.
I was going to say you kind of smell like ass. Well, thank you, caller.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, it was your encouragement that kept me going through my darkest.
Hi. Would you like to encourage Andy?
My darkest hour.
He's generating clean electricity.
Hey, Evan.
I'm now really mad at you.
Why?
We're mad at you.
Why?
We're driving in the car, and we hear about Josh being your favorite child.
Oh, yeah, these are your other children. These are some of the children who I think...
Your other children.
Yeah, these are the children who you told me are no longer your favorite.
Wait, hold on, wait. You know what?
I was your favorite child.
Hold on. You know what? I'm looking at all the ballots. I miscounted, and I apologize.
Molly's here, too.
Now,
Evan's here.
I'm looking now, and you know what? It's a 5-way tie for first.
How is that possible?
I just miscounted.
How is that possible?
Because a couple of the ballots fell behind the couch.
I was your favorite. How dare you?
I love you all. Guys, you're missing the
Evan and Molly, you should
be very proud of your dad.
Short sheet Andy's bed tonight.
You know what, guys? You know how you're listening to me? Because I'm powering the control board, the power board.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get home.
This is great. This is the best radio. Keep pedaling.
This is why I rush home, Ken.
All the electricity. Yeah, this is how you should power in Green Hill. Yeah, our house.
I should. It should be solar panels
keep,
and daddy
keep
power.
Keep pedaling.
It's Andy power.
Well, we're proud of you, honey.
I'm proud of you too, darling.
Evan's disappointed in you.
Goodbye, Breckman family.
Evan.
Yeah, Evan's really disappointed in you. Because
I
know that Molly was your favorite for a while, and then Evan was your favorite. And
it's
now
it's a rotating thing.
Now neither of them are your favorite. And you told them that lie about there being a 5-way tie.
I love them all. I love you too, Ken. It's a 6-way tie. My 5 kids and you, Ken.
You love them all. Okay, got it.
Oh, and Bethy. Oh, God,
yes.
It's a long list.
Yeah.
And now I have the grandkids.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Any words of encouragement?
You love the show.
Any words of encouragement for
you
Andy?
Can't believe it.
Andy, you need to stop talking. You need to focus on your breathing.
We're beeping. We're
right.
Beeping. Andy.
I Are we back?
Yeah, now we're back.
Dear God, at what price?
You can't stop pedaling. This
I know, but
this is exactly for all this exertion,
you'd think it would be a better
Hello?
Show.
Hi, we're back. We Andy,
yeah.
Andy, what?
This show has got to be
Andy,
stellar
Andy,
because
Andy, you
I'm killing myself.
On your breathing.
Huh?
You have to focus on your breathing. Stop breathing. Talking. Breathing.
Okay. Okay, I'll just put the microphone down.
He's on the radio. He's on the radio.
All right.
No, Andy, you got to keep talking.
No, I think the breathing might be more interesting. He has to breathe.
He said,
you breathe
I don't have
through,
to
you
talk.
Know, breathe out.
That's our listeners, Ken. Don't you listen to our listeners, Ken? Don't their requests mean anything?
I love the show today. So,
Andy literally just threw his microphone on the floor.
It was a request from one of my fans.
No, I'm one of Ken's
to
fans.
Stop.
Just sing as you're breathing.
I don't mind.
Moving,
I can breathe.
Moving.
I've been breathing almost my whole life.
No, but the radio station is counting.
Hey, Irwin, can you open the back door? It's really getting stinky in here.
The whole
it's like,
radio station is counting on you. All of the listeners are counting on you to keep you on the air. Because every time you go off the air, there's this horrible feeling of this dead air. And it's sickening. So you just have to keep breathing.
Keep pedaling, Andy.
I just need a little break.
Okay.
I've done enough.
Okay. Thanks, caller.
I'm going downhill. Let's pretend I'm going downhill. I'm gliding downhill.
Remember what happened last time? It started beeping, and next thing you knew, we were off the air.
Hey, what kind of drugs was Lance Armstrong on? This is actually a two-part question. The second part is, and do you have any? What was he taking?
He was taking a lot of stuff, I think. He was taking steroids. And
wasn't he pumping like oxygen, like red, like white blood cells into his? Wasn't he like getting blood transfusions?
Yeah, he was probably blood doping, where you extract some blood like a week before the race, and then you re-inject yourself with your own blood right before the race.
Can I give that a try?
Do you have any of your own blood laying around?
I have some. It's in your desk drawer, your left desk drawer. I keep it there just for emergencies, in case I ever have to frame you for murder. I can sprinkle. I've still got it. I'm dying here, and I'm still entertaining myself. I wonder what my last thought will be on this earth.
Yeah, you weren't going to start until 6:35, and you've been at it for a while already.
You know what I'm afraid of? This is a true story. I'm afraid that when I'm dying, when I'm on my deathbed, I'll hear Maggie May playing, the Rod Stewart version of Maggie May. I just don't want that to be the last song I hear.
Why?
I don't know. I just think about that a lot. I would be really depressed.
Like the mandolin vamp at the end?
Just all but with the stupidest lyrics about stealing his daddy's cue and making a living, playing pool. I just don't want that to be the last. I'll accept almost any other song. Don't you think about that? Well, don't you ever wonder what the last song you hear will be?
Not until now, no. Why do you hate Maggie May so much?
I think I've just heard it too often. I estimated that I've heard it 115,000 times.
All right, can you hold this mic for a second?
Sure, Kenny. I'm pedaling.
No, you're not.
I really think I'm pedaling.
But you're not pedaling.
I feel like I'm pedaling. All right, I'm moving my legs.
Oh, hang on.
There it goes. I am... The station is being powered by Andy Breckman Power. Oh, my God, I'm getting dizzy. Yep, I'm keeping the station on the air. Have any other DJs ever done this? Physically kept your station on the air?
No. Next
time they say, oh, Ken, the station means so much to me. This job is so important to me. Just ask them this. Have you ever physically... powered a soundboard for me? No. They come in, they sit behind their electric powered soundboard. Some coal burning power plant somewhere, right?
You're doing great. Keep going.
All right, just a little break now. And now I'm downhill again.
Oh, don't forget, if it starts beeping, if you hear the beeping, start pedaling right away.
Can do, buddy.
Okay, good.
I'm your guy.
There, it's beeping. Hurry, pedal.
No, it can be beeping a lot
beeping.
Louder than that. I've heard it beep louder.
No, it's beeping.
I'm not scared of that beep.
We're
going to
die.
Does it beep? I'm sorry. I will never doubt your beeping warning again.
I told you.
I'm sorry. Okay, so any beeping, it's not like it gets louder.
Right.
Any beep?
It's not very loud beeping.
It's hey, do you have any sound effects that will make me pedal faster?
I do.
Can I hear some?
Funny that you should ask.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a bunch here.
Oh, that'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, so
God, this would be a great way to die. A heart attack right now. He died on an exercise bike powering WFMU. Powering the last freeform station in America. I'd be a radio legend, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, these are hound dogs?
Hound dogs, yeah.
As if I just escaped from some southern prison work detail.
Yeah, these are bloodhounds.
Oh, the bloodhounds on my tail. I've got to keep pedaling. Perfect. This is the incentive I need.
Is that helping?
Every gym in America should have these big loudspeakers. Oh my God, this is great.
They've got your pants leg.
Yeah, they do. Get out, get off. Okay, I'm coasting again.
Okay, you can coast, but okay. Don't forget that if it starts beeping, you gotta.
What do people think about when they're running like a marathon? How long is a marathon? How long is the Tour de France?
Tour de France is like hundreds of thousands.
It is?
Yeah, it's really. It's
well, like, I must have pedaled 100 miles so far.
I don't think so.
I think I did.
No, I don't think
so. Is there any way to measure it?
No. I don't have any kind of odometer on the bike.
I'm telling you, it's 100 miles.
No, you've been doing it for 15 minutes.
I know. Isn't that amazing? 100 miles in 15 minutes?
20 minutes. Will you trust me this time that if it starts beeping, we're going down?
Okay, just give me a break. Until it beeps, I have a little break.
Yeah, but try to time
it. I have a little margin here. I have a little cushion. It's not beeping.
You know who the biggest loser of this show is?
Who?
Andrea.
Tell me why.
Because she has to walk into the main studio smelling like a man cave.
I've always wanted to see Andrea. Back? Yes. Well, you can't expect Andrea to pedal and stay on the air. She's just a girl. She doesn't have the stamina. You or me.
I think she'd do better than you're doing. You're dying.
I'm giving it my all because I love the idea of freeform radio.
Right.
I think it's important, and it's too important to die. At least that's what I think, Ken. This is the last station, freeform station in America. It shouldn't exist, but it does. It's like a little miracle. It's like a little miracle, Ken. It's like a little oasis. Hold on.
Go on.
Yeah. Hold on. It's something very special. Everyone talks about the First Amendment and free speech, but it's stations like this that are really keeping it alive. And that's why I've got to just keep pedaling.
Keep pedaling. We're going to go dead again.
Okay.
Also, I can't leave the battery this low. Like we.
What the hell? Why? You're worried about
your
battery?
I'm worried about the battery. It's a $200 battery.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be drained.
And how much would my heart transplant cost?
$300.
Oh, you know a guy?
Yeah.
You know, a discount guy?
15 minutes can save you 15%. Uh-huh. Did you know that?
You're doing commercials now? Do I wake or do I dream? This is my fantasy. Ken finally doing Geico commercials.
Are you finding that... Are the dogs still effective?
Yeah.
You still feel like they're chasing
you? I love them.
They're chasing you?
Okay. This is sound effects Ken has put on to make me keep pedaling. This can't be entertaining to anyone. It's certainly not to me.
If you have any tips for Andy on how to smell less,
I just need to know, like, the mental game. When you're running a marathon or biking long distance, how do you just work through the pain? How do you get to the other side? What do you do, Ken?
Well, when I used to run cross country.
Yeah, you hit the wall. Like, let's say, for example, hypothetically, I just hit a wall.
You usually get a really terrible song stuck in your head.
Yeah, Maggie May.
Maggie May.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you sort of just, like, count down. Count, you know, 6 miles to go, 5 miles to go, 4 miles to go. Like, you could count down in minutes. We only have 19 minutes.
But what do you tell yourself? Like, why not just stop the race? Why not stop running? What does 6 miles to go mean to you?
Well,
like, who are you trying to impress? Some girl in high school that wouldn't go out with you?
Maybe. Or like, maybe.
Is that what you think about?
Maybe you're trying to. I never thought like that. I had enough determination in of my own to.
Like self pride?
Well,
just you don't want to let yourself down?
Yeah, you're trying to have a better time than you had the last time you did it.
For what point? What would be the result if you didn't have a better time?
Well, then you feel like you're not improving.
Yeah.
You want to feel like you're improving.
I can live with that not improving thing. Doesn't sound so bad. I'm not improving. No, I'll take that.
Well, we're dying now.
All right, I'm pedaling. I'll continue. I'm resuming.
Pedal.
All right. Just quit screaming at me.
I have to crawl back there. Hang on. So you keep talking over the dogs. And if
okay.
you have any helpful hints for Andy while he's pedaling.
If you're just tuning in.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in. Yeah,
we have a exercise bike in the studio, which is hooked up to the soundboard. And I'm on the exercise bike. And if I slow down, we go off the air. This is drama. You students of fiction out there might want to take notes.
We went off for a second, but
this is suspenseful stuff.
Now we're back.
I'm really very impressed with myself. I wouldn't have kept us on the air.
I'm very impressed too.
I've pedaled over 100 miles.
Your sweat is not showing through your shirt yet. Well, lift up your arms.
I won't do that.
No, lift up your arms.
Well, you should have every DJ do this. Hey guys, we're trying to cut corners. We're trying to lessen our carbon footprint. This is called an exercise.
Pedal, what? It's beeping.
What?
It's beeping.
What happened to the dogs?
Pedal.
I need the dogs. I need the dogs. I need someone to...
Are we
it's
back? Okay, we're back.
It's your own fault. You let the dog track die down. Do you have any other good soundtracks to make me pedal?
I had one for me. I think it's beeping.
What?
Come on, pedal!
No. I'm going.
There we go.
I'm going.
Come on, we're going off the air too much.
Yeah.
I do have something that I thought might have motivated me.
Come on, comma. We're going off the air too much. That's station manager Ken Friedman giving me a little advice. Come on, we're going off the air too much.
Just trying to motivate you.
Oh, I see. Police sirens would make you pedal faster.
Right. Bringing me back.
Because they found your stash.
Right. But that doesn't,
you didn't know who you were dealing with.
That doesn't do it for you, though, I see.
You sold to some undercover cop. You got to check people out, Ken. A little better.
Well, I figure if they know somebody who knows somebody, then they're
okay?
They're okay, yeah. I don't go further away than that. Yuck, don't. It's disgusting. That's so disgusting what you're doing there.
Doing okay. My fan, the last fan that called, told me to breathe more. Good advice. You have no right to give me notes, Ken, because I'm single-handedly keeping this station on the air.
Yeah, but you're not pedaling.
You should be thanking me, man, instead of critiquing me. You've got a guy here giving you his blood, his sweat, and his tears. Oh, my God. A lot more than just words. Anybody can say they love FMU.
You're not pedaling.
I'm walking the walk. I'm pedaling the pedal.
There we go.
I guess I'd like to hear from people.
That's more like it.
I guess I'd like to hear
If any listeners are long distance runners, hold on. I'm kind of hallucinating.
And what they think about?
Wait, hold on.
Are you getting dizzy? Are
you
okay?
I'm a little, fine.
Are you getting dizzy? I'm worried you're going to fall off now.
Oh, man, I'd love to.
Are you going to puke?
I would love to die here. That would be the greatest. Oh, what a great obituary. You would be indebted to me. You'd be telling the story.
Oh, here's a bucket.
He died to keep me on the air.
Here's a bucket. So in case you do have to puke.
I won't be puking.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes when people exercise very heavily and they're not used to it, they puke.
Well, maybe I will. Thank you. Thank you for the offer.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a beautiful bucket. Thank you.
Yeah. It's been used.
How many other stations in America have a puke bucket in the studio?
It's right there next to the baseball bat.
Ready to roll. Right next to the aluminum baseball bat.
Next to the drugs. What are the drugs we have here? Oh, Robitussin. Just Robitussin.
Will that keep me going?
No. It'll probably hurt your performance.
Hey, maybe Lance Armstrong is listening.
If anything.
He could give me some tips.
He's got a ton of them.
He does.
They had it down to a science.
Literally.
Yeah.
Very scientific. Did he have a doctor, an actual doctor that was helping him?
He did.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Hey, so we've decided on a marathon premium?
We're getting there.
You don't like the idea of the framed?
Oh, come on.
Framed, what?
It's beeping. Come on.
Okay. Just quit screaming.
Okay, right. We're back.
Dear God.
Why do you doubt me every time it beeps?
I just want to be sure.
Hi, you're on the air.
On the air.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, thank you for calling. You love the show.
How you doing? This is James from Bayonne.
Thanks for calling, James.
Hey, you guys got to keep on keeping on. It's green energy that you guys are pulling off.
Keep on keeping on. Did you hear that, Ken?
Green energy.
The most beautiful words I ever heard.
The best kind of energy that
there
is.
Keep on keeping on. It is the most beautiful.
Come on, keep pedaling.
Although, you know what I'm also becoming a fan of in the last 20 minutes?
What?
Any other kind of energy. The kind where you plug something in the outlet.
Well, that's what we're doing here.
The kind that you don't have to...
It's beeping!
The kind that there's
no... beeping pedal!
Pain involved. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we lost our caller. Are you still there, James?
Keep a moving, Dan.
No, we lost him.
He's a devil, not a man, and he makes the ocean sing. Do you know that song?
No, that's a good song, though. That'll help you.
Do you know it?
No.
It's by Sons of the Pioneers.
And how's it go?
I think it's called Water.
Okay. Sing it.
They're going through the desert, and they see a mirage, and he's not sure if it's a mirage. It's a song he sings to his horse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Can you get it up on the music box?
Yeah.
It's the Sons of the Pioneers.
Okay.
It's how I feel now. It's walking through the desert.
That's the name of the song?
I think it's called Water. And then he says to his horse, that it's just a mirage and it's just the devil playing tricks with us. Oh, my God. It's the greatest song to listen to. When you're dying of exertion.
Hey, somebody else wants to give you some tips.
Oh,
Andy.
Great.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Andy and Ken, I just wanted to say it's great. You're doing a great job. And
thanks,
going.
My friend.
It's hilarious. Even every time you cut off, it's freaking this hilarious. One,
this is for you. Hey, he said it's hilarious when I stop pedaling. Ken.
Take a couple seconds, Ken. Andy, but not too long, but it's hilarious.
Ken, did you hear that, Ken? It's hilarious when I stop. Don't you want to be hilarious, Ken? Are you against hilarity now, Ken?
Cool water. That's
yeah,
the name
cool
of the song.
Water. Okay. Oh, my God. Listen to this.
All right.
This will keep me going. This is how I feel.
Can we turn off the dogs?
You do whatever you want. Yeah. I can't wait to be hilarious for a while longer. Because when I stop pedaling, it's hilarious.
Now pedal to the
This is a bad version.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is not them.
Oh, no, that's not even them. Yeah, you're
yeah.
right.
The Sons of the Pioneers are real cowboys, man.
Yeah.
There you go. Listen to the lyrics, Ken.
Pedal.
No, I want to be hilarious.
Without
hilarious for just another minute.
Can you pedal?
I just want to be a little more hilarious. They're walking through the desert, him and his horse. You're like my Dan, Ken. You're like my horse.
Oh, the horse is named Dan?
Yeah. Keep him moving, Dan. He's a devil, not a man.
Hey, Dan, you're on the air. Hello, Dan.
No, Dan is the horse, Ken, in the song.
No, our caller
is very confusing,
our
I know.
No, our caller's name is
Dan. No, Dan is the horse in the song, Ken.
And also...
You are so cute.
The name...
You hear a song, and you think the man in the song is calling you.
I know it's...
That is too adorable.
It's Mark from Bloomfield.
I stand corrected.
It's Mark.
Mark from Bloomfield.
Hey, Mark.
I thought it was Dan.
Hey, Mark, you want to hear something hysterical? The other caller thought it was when I stopped pedaling.
The last time you guys went up the air was classic.
Come on, pedal. Andy,
no.
It's beeping, pedal, and then you went off the air.
Okay.
That is your first.
That was amazing.
Okay, you know what? Hang on. Hey, Mark, Andy just did a save. I think that's the first time all show that it started beeping, and then he started pedaling in time before we got cut off.
I'm okay. Just give me a second here to collect myself. Listen to the beautiful music.
For Andy. Andy?
Yeah.
Wait, it's beeping. Andy. Yeah.
Well, all right. Just quit screaming. Everyone's screaming at me. Now
Andy,
this caller's screaming.
Do it for Van Gogh, baby. Andy.
Who's Van Gogh?
The painter.
Do it for Van Gogh.
Why?
Do it for Van Gogh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm hanging up on him.
It bothers me.
Me too.
But you know what I might do?
What?
I might do it for Van Gogh. I might try it.
I think he wants to. We just got cut off. You gotta keep pedaling.
I am. Just quit your screaming.
It's beeping now. So pedal faster.
You know, batting me down emotionally is not gonna make me go any faster.
No, that's how the cults work.
Why don't you love bomb me? That's how the cults work.
No, we break you down.
That's how the Scientologists. It's time to love bomb me.
Break you down first, and then love bomb you.
Yeah.
You don't know how this stuff works. All right, Andy's perspiration is now coming through. How many layers are you wearing there? Two or three?
I have a shirt, and then I have a shirt.
So two. So you're sweating through two layers. Stinking really bad. Oh, okay. That was our Sons of the Pioneer.
When was the last time you guys played Sons of the Pioneer?
They got played.
They got played here, and that's why I love FMU, and that's... the air, because
that was the best testimonial. You got cut off.
Okay, hey, my watch says 7 o'clock.
If we destroy this battery, will you buy a new one?
I'm gonna say yes on the air, but in real life, no. Hey, can we end the show early? And I'll tell you why.
No,
I don't feel good.
That's what the bucket, that's why the bucket is
the
here.
The puke bucket?
Yeah.
The FMU puke bucket?
Yeah. Should I get on the bicycle?
No, I'm good.
Come on.
You want to get on?
No.
You want to take us home?
If you're going to puke.
I'm not going to puke. It's so funny you have a puke bucket.
What's
is that in
happen?
Case a DJ accidentally listens to his own show?
Yeah. You got to be prepared for any contingency.
Because it's free-form radio.
Yeah, do another one of your testimonials. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't have to give a verbal testimonial. I'm testifying with my body, baby. You can't question my dedication. Okay. Oh, hey, look where I am. Look where I am. I'm on the top of a hill. Now I'm coasting down. Look. I'm coasting. I'm going down the hill.
Yeah, now you know what I'm doing.
That's a big hill.
I'm...
That's a beautiful hill.
Yeah, and it just so happens that I'm turning the back wheel with my hand.
Great,
now.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's a good system.
So that we don't go off the air again in the closing minutes of the show. YOY with Andreas coming up.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. How's that show going to be powered?
Through fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Unlike ours.
I bet she's going to come on the air and talk about her commitment to ecology.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
I don't know.
Hypocrite. Nobody else but me has the right
I don't
to
think
talk about... Ecology. Me and Al Gore.
Andrea doesn't generally talk about ecology.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Does she talk about?
You know, about...
why she's not loved.
Sex and dating.
Who will love me?
No, not who will love me. That's so insulting.
Why?
Because to reduce her show to that is...
Have you ever heard her show?
Of course. It's a great show. Pedal, would you?
Okay. She'll find love. It's a little drama to the whole series.
More dogs for you?
Yeah, I need the dogs. The hounds of hell are nipping at my heels.
Hey, next week on 7 Second Delay, we're airing the video of the kids' show.
The video and
you're
the...
You're beeping.
All right, quit screaming. The video and the audio.
Right. And you'll be able to watch the video on the homepage or the WFMU chat board.
I wonder where people will watch it.
Or you can watch it on our
iPhone. It was a great show. We had an ex-con. We had a magician, my friend Simon.
Yeah.
Everyone did great. Oh, Pat Byrne did jokes written by my son.
And they were great jokes.
They were great jokes. Yeah. Pat did an awesome job with them.
We had a wonderful scavenger hunt.
Yes. I think we're forgetting someone. Oh, we had a great doctor.
Right.
That advised.
Oh, yeah, Mike. He was great.
Advised.
On how to fake being ill.
Yeah.
He really had it down. He knew his stuff.
He did, I bet.
So that's going to air next week.
That guy could call in sick anytime he wanted.
And then our next 7 Second Delay live at Monty Hall is Friday night, February 20th, not the 22nd. It's Friday, February 20th.
It's adults only. And when we say adults, we mean...
You mean like 21, 22?
No. This is a real adult show, buddy. This is the real thing. 35 and older. We will card you at the door. If you're 34 and 11 months... Goodbye.
We'll let them in. Can't we put them at the kids' table?
You mean at the other room?
Yeah.
Where they can't see?
Yeah.
Will there be a screen?
No. No screen.
Okay, then they can come in at the other
end
they of
can,
the room.
Like, they can sneak down
as
the
As long
hallway.
As they can't see
yeah.
what we're doing.
Okay.
The 35 and all up.
There will be a kids' table if you're in your 20s, you know, or early 30s.
Is there a maximum? Wait, hold on. Maximum age?
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I've never felt better.
Okay, good.
Is there a maximum age?
No maximum.
I'm going downhill in every sense of the word.
Yeah, you should perhaps paddle a bit.
All right, just give me one more minute to rest up. And did you talk about what's happening next week?
Yeah, we did.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was really good.
So, what did we learn in this hour?
The system works.
You love this thing because if there ever is a blackout, an extended blackout like Hurricane Sandy,
yes,
you could have one or two of these,
six or seven of them.
Put some of the younger staff members.
Yeah, and we actually could
on the bikes.
We could power what we needed to at least broadcast on the internet. I don't think we'd be able to power the transmitter.
That would be exciting. You mean you'd have a whole room of these guys? Are these?
Yeah.
Winged monkeys, these drones.
Four or five of them. It's a lot cheaper and easier than getting a huge generator to power
the building. A lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
You get to see these
youngsters.
These kids that just volunteered, they just wanted to help.
And it satisfies my desire for a dystopian future where people have to pedal all day long like in that episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah. Boy, you really love the show. I haven't heard you go on and on like this about a show since Monk. Where all you can talk about is the last episode you saw, how you're looking forward to the next episode.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Well, this has been great, Ken. Fantastic.
Yes, it is. It has been great. It's all been right. a real success. I can't wait to pull out the exercise cycle again. Can you pedal so that I don't end on zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Plus, it's a good, better way to end
did
the show.
Did this work the way you had hoped it would?
Yeah.
I know you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, it did work out.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to take a little nap here during Andrea's show.
Can you just keep pedaling until Andrea's show actually begins?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
All right. Just quit screaming.
This is WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope. Online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. This has been the 7 Second Delay Green episode.
Yeah, this has been our Green episode. I don't think ecology is number one priority for me anymore.
I know what your number one priority is.
Yeah.
This bucket. Here you go, buddy. That's yours. It's got your name on it.
Oh. Thanks, man. And so I'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Veronica, for help with the newsletter. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Jeff Moore, for setting up our...
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
For setting up the pedalometer.
Setting this up. And by thanks, I mean go to hell.
Yeah. Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea.
Coming up on the show, a rainy day in Brooklyn leads me and my friends to the Bait and Tackle Bar in Red Hook.
That's a lot of tequila.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of tequila.
Thank you for this.
As you'll learn, it was a lot of tequila.
Oh, wow.
While the sun set, we sat around the recorder at a big wooden table talking about gender, queer identity, and sex.
I drink way too much. I never talk about sex.
Yes, I am a woman. I should know how to work this. You don't.
No, you don't.
It totally, you feel totally vulnerable.
Go pour yourself a drink and stay with us.
It's like listening to a porno.
My heart is beating. Feel like 8 o'clock.
To New York, and so we're giving her a nice Brooklyn tour. We're doing Red Hook, we did Sunset Park, we're thinking of going to have Thai food in Queens. Next time we might do Dumbo, Vinegar Hill. Also, this is boring, this is not related to anything you want to, this is not about dating.
Something that's unique about you moving to New York is you...
Unique New York.
Yeah, unique New York. Say it 5 times.
Unique New York. Yeah.
The inspiration for this recorded conversation came from a few places. The first was one night when I was driving Jay home. She was new to the city, and at the party we were at, neither of us knew a lot of people. We sat by the crackers, making small talk, checking our phones. She had just started dating someone. We talked a bit about OkCupid. It wasn't until the car ride home that she opened up. Shortly before moving to New York, she'd gone through a bad breakup with a guy and had fallen for a temporary roommate and longtime friend. a girl. It was the first girl she'd ever been with. She described the experience like losing her virginity all over again. I almost drove off the road. The idea of having another chance to discover your sexuality in a whole new way in your 20s, and have everything be constantly embarrassing and blush-inducing all over again, it just sounds incredibly hot. Later on, as Jay's story spread, my friends and I decided to call a council of queer elders. We thought of the idea at my birthday party, and I wanted desperately to be involved. A few weeks later, we spent a long Saturday exploring Brooklyn together, and when the drinking began, I surprised everyone with my recorder. Like it or not, the council was now in session.
I think your story is really unique because you changed your approach to dating in your 20s in a really dramatic way. Maybe is dramatic the wrong word?
Not dramatic. Wait, I have to first start this out by saying that Andrea was talking. Andrea's very heterosexual, and the listeners probably know that. And so Andrea had, we had decided we were going to get a council of elders together to talk to Jay about some of her things. And, well,
I feel like you're staging a huge reveal that's totally obvious to all of the listeners at this point.
We're such a letdown because we're like, she changed her approach to dating. Now she dates like teeny tiny little babies that have been like raised in like aquariums their whole lives.
I mean, I'm very hetero and I like can't change it about me, but like,
no, here's what I was saying though.
I'm vicariously in love with your story. Like, I love the idea of that, like, first new experience.
But does that have anything to do with New York? I mean, like, what does it have to do with New York?
I mean, my first experience was not in New York. It was in Pittsburgh.
And also, people, their sexualities will be where they are. You know? It's not a city that brings out your sexuality, I don't think.
I just like that you're out to us, and it's just, you have other friends you can't talk to about that.
I think that it is just a lot of newness at once, and that's kind of a unique space to explore something new about yourself when you're also new to a place.
So it is something that's new. It's not. I think it is new about you. Like, it is a drastic change on some level.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely something that I wasn't. It's not like a lurking thing that I was always aware of, and am now, you know, bubbling to the surface out loud. It's a thing that kind of presented itself to me and I was like mystified by.
I really want to hear more about that. First, what I want to say is Jay has obviously, what's going on here is that she recently started dating ladies, and Andrea said that we had decided we were going to get like a council of queer girls together to like give Jay some advice. The council is
also,
two of
I
us.
Didn't know that that was today. What today was?
I didn't either.
No. I did. So much radio I need to make all the time that today has to be it because there is me.
Can't waste today on just pure socializing.
Yeah. Okay, but Andrea was like, Andrea was like, she's gonna be able to ask all the like really important questions like. What, you said that
not, this was like, game changing for
you
me.
You said something like, really
no,
reductive.
No, I know what yeah. you said. You said, no. "Did you have
shoes
to
shopping?
Go out and buy yeah. new shoes?"
You did.
Oh, you said it's gonna be about vaginas or something.
No, she said, "Did you have to go out and buy new shoes?" And we were like, "Do you think all dykes wear the same butch? Like, do you think that we all wear like Carhartts and Timberlands?"
Which I thought that you would have today.
Which I am wearing.
I guess I think like, okay, so I dated like a hardcore guy for a while who like lived in a loft, and for a while every time I would go shopping I'd be like, maybe I need to wear more leather. Like maybe leather should be part of my wardrobe.
Here's the question. Have you changed your wardrobe since you started dating this person?
I feel like I've changed my wardrobe since I moved to New York. I don't think dating this person has anything to do with that.
You're just looking a little hipper.
I'm just wearing all black, which is what I wanted to wear anyway.
Are you dressing less over-the-top femininely?
I never did. Okay. I'm wearing